Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving them all
on,
dress
like a $1 million, diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Here we go today. I think I have something for a lot of people today. At least I hope I do. And this is about on your journey. And this is about something that happens to us all. I mean, what happens to all of us from time to time when we get discouraged? What happens to all of us when we feel like quitting? What happens to all of us when we have that turn back moment? What happens to all of us when it don't seem like it's going to pan out? Because I want you to understand something, that everyone, every single living soul has those thoughts about something at some point in their life. I mean, you know, look, I've oftentimes been discouraged about things not happening as fast as I'd like them, or things don't pan out the way I would like for them to have panned out. I mean, there's so many ways to get discouraged. But what my encouragement to you is, when discouragement comes, is understand this. It is a part of the growth process. It is a test. It is a test of your faith. How bad you want it? Do you really believe? That's all faith is. It's simply, and I've said this how many times, faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. So when discouragement comes, setbacks comes, it is a test of your faith. At least it's been that way for me. Now, other people can explain it another way. I'm not other people. I can only give it to you the way it's come to me and throughout my life. And man, oh, man, oh, man, discouragement sometimes is tough to deal with. Because it seems at times when you are discouraged that it's so absolute that this means the end. And if you allow it to set in, it can be just that, the end of you. When merely it was a test. That's all it is. But the majority of people that I know who are not successful or who have told me the story of how they gave up, it was because at a moment of discouragement that they allowed it to set in. And it became so engulfing that it became the reason why you shouldn't finish. And then they started justifying it with, hear the one that I hate to hear. Well, if it's God's will, excuse me, if it's God's will that you fail, if it's God's will that you're not successful, if it's God's will that you lay down and give up, it's God's will that you allow yourself to amount to not reach your potential, that's God's will. That's not the God I know. That's not the God I serve. That's not the God I've read about. That's not the God I believe in. I'm sorry. My mother always taught me something, that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. I just don't believe that. Not for a second. Now, have I convinced myself of some things? Yep. Have I allowed the devil to come into the picture and paint a different one for me? Yep. Yep. I've done all of that. But you can't blame that on God now. Come on. So when discouragement comes, try to look at it, if you can, as a test of your faith. And you merely have to pass the test. It could be for a day, a half a day, a few hours, a week, a few weeks. It don't matter. Don't nobody know how long the test period is. Your job is to keep the faith and keep moving. Keep the faith and keep moving. Keep working. Keep believing. Keep hope alive. That's your job. If you do that, that's how you pass the test. It could be over tomorrow. It could be over in 2 weeks. It could be over in a month. You don't know. But all you got to do is wake up and keep the faith and fight the discouraging feelings. And how do you do that, Steve? Now, here we go. This is the part I know about for sure. Because how many times I've had to fight off discouragement in order to get to where God wanted me to be. What do you do when you become discouraged? Well, here's a series of things I do. I think of the outcome. When I get discouraged about a task, I think about the outcome. Man, what would it be like if I were to complete the task? What would it be like, man? What would the outcome be for me if I hung on in there, if I didn't give up? If I imagine if I don't give up, what would it be like? Man, suppose everything I'm hoping for comes true. But if I don't quit and give up, that might just be the case. I start talking to myself like that. I think of what the upside is. What's the upside to staying with it? You see, all this is the same thing. I'm just giving you different ways to look at it. I'm saying the exact same thing over and over, but I'm just trying to find the switch that connects in your mind where you can say, okay, man, I'm going to hang in there. Because if you think of the outcome and the outcome is appealing to you, if you imagine what it would be like if you don't give up or you don't quit, if you think only of what the upside is to staying with it, and then I go, where can this lead to? If I stay with it, man, and the outcome comes true, where else could that lead me to? Because, I mean, there's always more to it. So where else could this lead me to? What are the possibilities, man? What are the limitless possibilities? What could God possibly have in store for me if I just hang in there, if I pass this test of faith? If I just pass this test, now it ain't going to be the only one, but you got to get past this one, though. Then you're going to hit a smooth plane. Then it's going to be another one. It's going to be another one. Life ain't nothing but a series of tests, man. Man, when you're thinking about giving up, when you're discouraged, think of the outcome. Imagine what it would be like if you don't quit, if you don't give up. What's the upside to staying with it? Where can this all lead to? What can this get you to? If you do this and you get to where you think you want to be, oh, my God, what's after that? What are the limitless and endless possibilities of holding on to your faith? What could really be out there for me, man, if I just pass this test? You got to talk yourself into hanging in there. And sometimes it ain't nobody talking to you about hanging in there but you. But that's good enough. Because God has a blessing for you. God's got a blessing with your name on it. God has packages bundled up with your name on it. He got blessings just in boxes with your name on it, man. I want all of mine shipped. I'll be on Faith Street waiting there to receive. I'm just believing he's shipping stuff. But if you keep moving from the address of faith, if you keep getting off Faith Street, where you want these packages to go? They got your name on it, and it's based on your faith. But if you keep moving on Doubt Avenue and Ain't No Way Boulevard, and the package get delivered only to Faith Street, what you keep moving off Faith Street for? Come on, man, you can't give up. You can't give up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all over this world, this here morning is Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's
crazy. It's crazy. It's just craziness. It's all over. It just is what it is. It's just crazy.
You're crazy.
Ain't it crazy?
You're crazy.
You ever just woke up and said, I'm just crazy.
Man, crazy.
And that's what's happening right now. This just crazy.
It's just crazy.
Crazy. You know what it is? It's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
What is it, Steve?
It's crazy.
As a matter of fact, this new character being born right now.
Crazy, man.
I'm crazy. I'll be a superhero.
Crazy.
Black Panther and Crazy Man. So this morning, what I'm going to start to do, hello, Shirley.
Hello, Crazy Man.
What's up, baby Carla?
I call you that
crazy
all the time.
Crazy Man.
What's up? What up, Jay Anthony?
What up, Crazy Man?
Hey, Tommy.
Crazy Man, what it do?
Crazy as hell. Go and ask me something. Watch how crazy I am.
How'd you get this crazy?
I was playing basketball one day when I was a baby. And somebody threw a pass, and I wasn't looking. The ball bust me dead in the face. And when I got up, here I was.
Crazy.
Crazy, man.
Crazy there.
How many times a day do you hear that? Woo, he's crazy.
Woo.
You count? What you doing?
Yeah.
The crazy count.
Woo, let me. At least 38 times.
Wow.
Random number.
38 times. It's usually right after I get through talking.
You hit right after that?
Soon as I get through.
I got a question, crazy man.
What you got, Carla?
Who do you think is crazy? Who else do you think is crazy?
I think Donald Trump crazy.
There you go.
Come on, Cray Cray.
Crazy man.
Hey. Let me tell you something. Crazy man club short.
Yeah.
Ain't that many of us in it.
Crazy man makes sense right there.
Oh, man. Donald Trump crazy. He's crazy. That's my boy right there.
Is he now?
What? Yeah, that's my boy. Because he's crazy. He just be tweeting.
Birds
don't give
feather.
A damn about nothing, man.
Tweeting and eating, huh?
What was the craziest thing you saw this past week?
Let's see the crazy. Oh, I saw a stripper video.
What?
I saw some strippers having prayer to the Lord before they went out and started stripping.
I saw that. Crazy?
That's crazy.
Boy, you saw that?
That was crazy. I saw
ain't that.
That
crazy?
It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Heavenly Father God, they need new teeth. They need a new booty. One of them need a new wig. One of them need a best stepdaddy to her sick kids. I was just looking at that boy, they're crazy. One of them was cussing through the whole prayer.
Yeah,
I said, wait a minute.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
Oh, that crazy thing. I said, boy, these chicks are crazy. How are you going to be a stripper and cuss while you praying?
Yeah.
All right, crazy man, hang on. I don't know if you're going to be with us all morning or not, but anyway.
I don't know how long it just been or what Carly said. You know, she cut it off.
We'll be back with
more crazy.
She crazy.
At 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about an hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yay!
This is a story about marriage, though. Signs a marriage is doomed, according now, Jay, to wedding photographers, okay? Uh-huh. There's no doubt wedding photographers have seen it all, right? We all hire wedding photographers. Was that the police?
He got gadgets.
Was that
he
the police?
Got all kinds
of gadgets.
Are we
talking about wedding and gadgets? You got gadgets.
You call the police?
Go ahead.
Sirens and stuff? All right. Anyway, wedding photographers have seen it all. And since they spend a lot of time getting to know a couple before a big day, many can see the signs of a doomed relationship even before the I do's, wow. Even before they're even said, okay? Wedding photographers have shared the red flags that tell them a couple may be headed for divorce. Red flags include, here we go, a partner who's completely uninterested in taking the pictures.
That's a red flag.
In the first place.
Right there.
That's a red flag.
Right there.
He could be already married.
Dang. A couple who doesn't spend any time together at a reception. All right, that's another sign.
They're just away from each other the whole time?
Yeah, that's another red flag. Like, she's with her family, he's with his family. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Here's another one. And couples who aren't on the same page over money.
Oh, that's definitely a red flag.
Yeah. That's any relationship.
That was Jay's first. That was Jay's first man.
All right, here's another issue. If a couple has between a 20 and 25% rejection rate, plus infighting amongst the wedding party. Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When other people said that he's not good for you or she's not good for you,
yeah.
25% of your friends said you shouldn't be there with that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a couple who makes, you know, like little tiny, little bitty subtle digs at each other throughout the wedding.
Hope you're not fat when we had a wedding. You know, stuff like that.
There go your damn mama.
Hope you lose some of that by wedding.
You're an expert at this.
You gonna get that eye fixed?
You gonna get that eye fixed?
I don't think you're going to be able to get in that dress, to be honest with you.
What?
Think your daddy will be out by the time to win?
I told you this was for
I know. So, Jay, and Steve, too, of course, we want you to chime in. It's your show.
I'm going to chime in when you get through.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just about through, but I do have a question to ask you. Did you guys have any doubts or did you see any red flags
before you got married? Yeah, my daughter gave me the best sign ever. Ever. And I didn't listen. My daughter said to me, she said to me, Daddy, you ain't got to go through with this. We can just have a party and leave.
What? Have the reception, but not
and
the wedding.
And then another friend of mine, Stephanie, said, this was my, how many times have you been married, Steve?
You've been married. Well, which one? You
yeah, well, anyway.
This day will be probably Stephanie, you knew Stephanie. Yes, this was about the third.
About third for Stephanie. Yeah. Said, I said, Stephanie, you coming to my wedding? Stephanie said, and I repeat, no, dog, I'll catch the next one.
Like it's a movie? A flight?
Yeah. Damn, Jay.
I'll catch the next one.
I have a short list of things that I have discovered that can happen during the wedding day or leading up to that will let you know this ain't finna work.
Okay. Come on.
From the wedding photographer perspective.
Okay.
If at no point do they want to hold hands for pictures?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a telltale.
That's a sign. That's a sign.
Here's another sign at the wedding. If it ain't but one person on top of the cake.
What?
That's it, huh?
Who make a cake like that?
Yeah, you know, just a bride or just the groom.
It's the cake topper, huh?
One of them said, don't put me up on that.
Wow.
And here's the biggest way you could tell this wedding ain't gonna last. If at the reception ain't no gifts on the table.
It ain't nobody.
That's a sign.
That's what people have just said. I'm not finna buy nothing.
Wait for my money.
I'm not finna invest a quarter into this. This ain't finna last. Wow.
Also, if somebody says, so what day is that again now?
is that Wednesday?
Really? Oh, okay.
Getting married on a Wednesday?
I'm going to try to be there.
Wednesday?
I guess my favorite one was if you're taking digs.
I like the digs.
Yeah. I like the cake.
Yeah.
Wow. But God does send you a sign all the time.
Thank
yes,
you, Mike.
He'll do it.
Thank you, Mike. Take a breath, Mint, before we walk down the aisle. We just take one of them before we go down there. Jesus.
You all don't even like each other. Why go through with this? Mm-hmm.
Them little
you the groom, she coming down now. Dun, 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 dun. Now you up there, and this is what you turn around to your best man and say, hit her ass.
Yeah, that's the time right there. Yeah. Yeah. Really wow.
Hit her ass.
Here she comes.
In the middle of the track.
I don't know if y'all know this about music, but this is the absolute truth.
What?
Taps and the wedding song are in the same key. I rest my case.
What? The death song?
That is terrible, Jay. But Jay is the expert.
He is the expert now. Bam,
bam, bam. Wedding song, same key. Dun, 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 dun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jay, you meet a lovely, beautiful woman. You meet her, a beautiful woman.
Uh-huh.
You like her a whole lot.
Yes.
The relationship is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that time. You know that the next step is marriage.
Mm-mm.
What do you do?
Didn't Steve tell you to stop doing this?
Because it's just
he
life.
He several times.
Jay, it's just life.
You, and every month, you do it again.
Here she comes.
Like, you know the damn thing he said. Hey,
like she going to try a new hang.
Yeah. I did try something new, Steve. You got that?
But Shirley, like, he ain't heard these hangers before. He's so unmoved by this new
He's heard it all, right?
Because he felt that way about all of them.
Yeah.
Jay, is it good during the relationship, but it get bad after the wedding?
I hear what you say, Tommy.
Is it good during the relationship?
I hear what you say, Tommy.
Coming up right after this, the Nephews on Tap with a prank phone call. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, Tommy, it's Friday. How you feeling?
I'm feeling smart.
Oh, my goodness. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Who we got?
Because coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
There's no possible way.
Oh, God, please. Come on, smart people. Call us. Up for grabs is a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1
million.
I'm sure that's appealing, and you can't play unless you register at steveharveyfm.com. Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Right now, the King of Pranks is in here. He's going to run that prank back. What you got, Neff, King of Pranks?
Let's run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary.
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call her work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up. Because I may be a little sleep. What? Did you say a husband?
No. Nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm her work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just something, you know, playful they be saying, you know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's your work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy at all, man.
Oh, okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you, how long have you and Pam been married?
Wait, what's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you, if you don't mind me asking, how much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do mind you. Hold up. How'd you get this number again, man?
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa. Back up. Out of my wife's phone?
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even ask. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off a desk, man. I wanted to reach out to you, man, to kind of have a private conversation with you. That's all.
Well, what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me, dude? I mean, this husband thing, it's really blowing me right
now.
It's just a work
husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like, you know, I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job, or, you know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
Wait, my wife don't even like donuts. And we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey, man, listen, I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the do you mean how long we going to be married? What's your name again? Tori?
Tony, man. Tony.
Tori, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on. Let me call my wife. Hold on.
Hello? Hello? Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam, you better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Now, Tori.
Hello?
Yes. Are you
but why
there?
You do that? Why you call her, man? This won't be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you? You my wife's work husband. It ain't but one husband up in here. One.
I understand. She got my last name,
and she don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday. I'm so glad, because I got all weekend to think about the ass-whooping I'm going to give you. Because this out here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday, because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, all I'm trying to say,
early.
Man, if you're taking my
wife up there early, and I want to see your black.
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is if you didn't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking, man. I'm just trying to have a nice.
Work out, partner. All we need to work out is be there Monday, because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my.
Okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there
and go,
I'm not trying. Look, all I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see him go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam. I just call Pam.
Oh, she's about to call me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. We're gonna wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my from this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
So if I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, it's gonna be a lay down night tonight.
Ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby. I mean, ain't nobody finna do nothing to Pam.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Until Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Say Monday.
No, I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say.
You ain't got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, guess what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother, Eric.
Son of a that Eric put you up to this.
He did.
Yeah, I'm so glad this is a joke. Because somebody was about to die. I'm going to see if she can Eric so.
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy.
Huh?
Come
on,
man.
Play
too much.
Play too damn much, man.
It's going to happen.
It's what work husband.
Work husband. Everybody got one. Work husband. Everybody got one.
A what? What is it?
A work husband. I am Paula's work husband.
Why are you my work husband? Did you force this on me? I don't want to be married to you like that.
She said she wanted a divorce.
We married when you want me to run go get some food in between the breaks.
That's what work husbands do.
Husband then. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what work
And tell them about these dates so we could get some money.
ATL. ATL is this weekend, y'all. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Two shows Friday, one Saturday, one on Sunday. It is the nephew in town. It's been a while since I've been to the ATL. Foolery only comes around once every 2-3 years, and I'm back again. Stupid has landed in the ATL.
Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, Tommy, it's Friday. How you feeling?
I'm feeling smart.
Oh, my goodness. Are you ready? Because coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Up for grabs is a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million.
I'm
sure that's appealing, and you can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com.
Here we go with Comedy Roulette. Here's how we do this. It's very simple. Give us five subjects.
Five.
Put the subjects on one wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say this part. Where they stop. Where they stop, we do the damn thing.
Okay.
Wherever they stop, we do the damn thing.
Ready?
Bring it.
All right. All
You're holding up. You're holding us up. We ready.
Number one, white people and their dogs.
That could be good. You want that one?
I want that one.
Okay. Two, here we go. Nasty food.
That's good. We can make that work.
Yeah. You listen, Steve? All right. Number three, you got way too much weed.
Oh, I got that one. That's good.
Oh, wow.
Give me that's that my one, please.
Okay. I'm just going to say I had nothing to do with number four. I'm not in this. Number four, women who can't cook.
Whatever, y'all, about you.
Whatever with your little wheel. Five, people who come to your house unexpectedly.
I like that one a lot. I really like that. Mm-hmm. Spun the wheel. Spun it.
All right, let's go, Kat.
Spun it.
It better not stop.
Come on, women who can't cook.
I'm cooking.
Come on.
Number three, you got way too much weed.
Let me start this bad boy off. First of all, you know you got way too much weed. If you spend the entire day, all day of the day doing this right here,
and what is puh?
You spitting that hair. Go ahead on, man.
I'll tell you what. I know people like this. But I'm telling you, you got way too much weed. When you leave the bathroom, and we mistake you for the dog. Who let the dog in here?
Damn.
Who the hell let the dog?
Wow. Come on, Steve.
You know you got too much weed when you spend the majority of your time patting your head like you trying to think of something.
You know, you got way too much weed. Well, we can't keep nothing hot next to your head. Because every time you sit around, we got to worry about you catching on fire.
Yes.
We can't light nothing around you. You can't be in the kitchen. You got way too much weed. We got to be constantly concerned.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There you go. You got way too much weed when you got to go outside and use the yard rake. We got to get this rake outside.
Way too much. Way too much.
Too much weed.
Come on, Steve.
You got too much weed when every time you see a Korean person, you hide from them because you think you owe them money.
Ooh, yucky hair.
Yeah.
Give me some of that yucky
hair. Go ahead.
You know
you got way too much weed when you get in your car and to close your door to back out and you can't see a damn thing.
You got too much weed.
It's all in the mirror.
It's all in the mirror.
You know, you got way too much weed when I want to be intimate with you, but I got to separate your hat to look you in your eyes. I got to find you.
Come on, Steve.
I got to dig off in here.
Close it out.
Close it out, Steve. Close it out.
You got too much weed.
Yeah.
If you done got into church play, and they want you to be cousin it.
From the Adam. Introduce Miss Ann, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. The talented Miss Ann Tripp.
During an interview yesterday with CNBC, the president directly addressed Federal Reserve policy, criticizing the central bank's decision, rather, to raise interest rates.
I'm not thrilled because, you know, we go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. And I don't really, I am not happy about it.
It's extremely unusual for presidents to comment on federal policy, but Trump said he couldn't care less. Meanwhile, as the president continues to face criticism from both sides of the aisle over his private sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin, word comes that Trump has extended an invitation for Putin to visit the White House this fall during, like, the election season as a follow-up to their get-together in Helsinki. You may remember on Monday, Trump was bragging about what he called Putin's incredible offer to have U.S. investigators go to Moscow to meet the 12 Russian military intelligence officers who've been indicted in this country for meddling in the election in 2016. The catch being that in return, Russia gets to interview a former U.S. ambassador, a congressional aide, and some other Americans whom Moscow says are tied to a businessman who's lobbied for sanction against them. Well, the U.S. State Department calls the Kremlin's allegations absurd. In fact, the whole Senate, Republicans and Democrats, voted in favor yesterday unanimously of a resolution stating that they're opposed to the idea that the U.S. would turn over any Americans for questioning by the Russians, with Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer saying no president should have the power to gift-wrap American citizens. Donald Trump now reportedly disagrees, by the way, with Putin's offer, according to his press secretary. In the fall of 1983, the body of a 23-year-old black man found in a small Georgia town about 40 miles north of Atlanta. The sheriff said the victim, Timothy Coggins, had been killed in a, quote, racist hate crime. However, last October, over 30 years later, breaking the case came the arrest of two white men. Now one of them, 6-year-old Frank Gephardt, has been found guilty. He's sentenced to 30 years in prison. The other defendant, his brother-in-law, facing trial later this year. They think Gephardt thought his white girlfriend may have been messing around with the victim. A man on the verge of confirmation to be a federal appeals court judge in the Ninth Circuit has now withdrawn his nomination. Democrats have long criticized Ryan Bounds' nomination, citing his allegedly racist writings. And finally, today is National Nap Day. So take a cool one. We'll be back with more entertainment coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Check it out on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Oh, well, we shall, Shirley. Oh, good morning, good morning. Who is this?
This is Lazarus.
Lazarus? You rose?
Lazarus.
Yeah.
I rose from the dead. Well,
I was going to ask you where you called him from, but I think I know already. where you called him from, Lazarus?
Olive Branch, Mississippi.
The SIP, baby. Okay, okay, okay.
Represent.
Okay. What you do for a living, man?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. I love truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Lazarus, do you think, do you possibly think that you smarter than me, the nephew?
It ain't no thinking. I know I'm smarter than the fool.
Ooh! Ooh! Yes, wait! Lazarus. Yes.
Ooh, Lazarus. All right, Laz. You're going to make me rise up, boy. Okay. All right. So here's how it goes, Lazarus. Shirley's going to ask both of us some trivial questions. All right. Trivia questions.
Thank you.
Say it correctly. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will win. It's just that simple. All right.
All right. Let's get it.
Okay, Tommy, we need you to skedaddle, get on out of the room.
I know how to skedaddle. I can't spell
too
it.
Too much talking. You're still here. You're still
right.
Here.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye. Bye. We don't want Tommy to hear any of the questions. Lazarus, are you ready?
Yes.
Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Rainbow and Dre are the parents on what currently running TV sitcom?
Pass.
What record label did Michael Jackson first record on?
Pass.
Which airport is known as the busiest airport in the world?
New York.
What color is the ruby gemstone?
That is red.
What is an elephant's tusk made of?
Pass.
In the animated movie series Shrek, what is Shrek's wife's name?
Fiona.
The quote, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," is from what nursery rhyme?
Oh God.
Lazarus, Lazarus, Lazarus. Jay and Carla, what do you think?
If we were playing a game of "Oh God," he got it.
Oh man,
that was the best game of "Oh God" I ever heard.
Oh God,
that's what he kept
saying. Oh God is right. Oh God is right, Lazarus. All right, listen, when we come back, Tommy's going to come back into the room, and we'll find out who is the smartest, and are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Will it be Lazarus? Oh, God.
Oh, you know, God.
Yeah, oh, God, we don't know. Tommy will be back at 34 after the hour. Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Well, Tommy is back in the studio now. Yeah. Everyone, welcome Tommy back.
Howdy,
welcome back.
Tommy, yeah. Tommy, our contestant Lazarus, let's just say, oh, God.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, let's just say
uh-oh,
that.
Y'all scare me.
Oh, God.
Be afraid.
Oh,
be afraid.
So, Tommy, are you ready?
I think so. Come on.
All right, Kat, start the clock at 60 seconds, please. Rainbow and Dre are the parents on what currently running TV sitcom?
Blackest.
What record label did Michael Jackson first record on?
Motown.
Which airport is known as the busiest airport in the world?
Pass.
What color is the ruby gemstone?
Red.
What is an elephant's tusk made of?
Ivory.
In the animated movie series Shrek, what is Shrek's wife's name?
Fiona.
The quote, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," is from what nursery rhyme?
The Three Little Pigs.
What type of alcohol is used to make a Moscow Mule?
Beer? Vodka? I don't think that.
The letters M-E are the abbreviation for which state?
Maine.
After the buzzer. Okay.
Me?
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 All right, while we tally up the results, we have to do our tallying now.
Whoa. Black folk don't tally.
You say that every day.
Yeah, we have to.
Well, she says it every day.
Stuff up and
we
figure
gotta
it out.
Tally.
we figure
Man.
It out.
Man.
Okay, all right. We're going to read these questions with the answers again. Here we go, as we tally. Rainbow and Dre are the parents on what currently running TV sitcom? Black-ish on ABC. What record label did Michael Jackson first record on? Motown.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Which airport is known as the busiest airport in the world? Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta, Georgia.
They say that. Okay.
It is. Mm-hmm.
What color is the ruby gemstone? Red.
Mm-hmm.
What is an elephant's tusk made of? Ivory. In the animated movie series Shrek, what is Shrek's wife's name? Princess Fiona. The quote, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," is from what nursery rhyme? The Three Little Pigs.
Yes, sir.
What type of alcohol is used to make a Moscow Mule cocktail?
I don't know this.
Vodka.
I said that.
The letters M-E are the abbreviation for which state? Maine. Okay.
Well, how many
tally,
did he
tally,
get?
Tally, tally,
we have to
tally.
Do much tallying.
He said he's going to whoop my butt. Did he beat me?
No, honey.
Yeah!
No, he did
you
not.
You don't need to do all that hollering.
The champ is here.
No.
He got two right. Lazarus got two right, number four,
Lazarus
number six.
Lazarus is dead again.
Yeah,
rise up again.
Tommy got seven. Did you get Maine? You got Maine after the buzzer, right?
Okay, well, it was give or take. I'm good. Either way it go.
Yeah.
I'm still going to hook you up, big dog. $25 cash gift card just for playing the game. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? So much love to you, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it.
All right, all right, all right. Anybody out there, anybody out there, if you think you smarter than me, Nephew Tommy, you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve Harvey grand prize of $1 million. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. You, too, can get in line for all these whoopings I'm putting on everybody.
A man that can't say whoopings. Just
but
one
be, but
again.
Be whooping, though. Be whooping, though.
Whatever he says, Lazarus knows what it is.
All right. Prank phone call coming up next with the, dare I say, smart
Don't
nephew
say it,
Tommy.
Shannon.
Oh, it hurts. It
say
hurt.
It.
Oh, it hurts.
Say it. Say it with conviction. Say it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to get some of Steve Harvey's grand prize money of $1 million.
$1 million.
When we play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
And no, you are not. No, you are not.
I used to say who isn't, but... You know, you've been doing all right lately.
Okay.
If you want to try and beat Tommy and show that you're smarter than he is, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register so you can play.
You know what it is, Shirley?
What is it?
I drink smart water. It's in the water, Shirley.
It's in the water.
If anybody going to beat me, they going to have to drink some the night before. It's in the smart water.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But up next, come on, nephew, what you got?
Workers' comp.
You're just so matter of fact.
Workers' comp.
Animated and yeah. All of that.
Y'all ain't never got workers' comp?
I ain't never been on it, man.
No, I got it. I think
once.
I got it. Did I?
Yeah, I think I have when I was young.
I got it once. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it once.
Mm-hmm.
I got it once. Workers' comp.
Okay.
You ain't never got a call?
Just maternity leave stuff.
I ain't never got a way worse than workers' comp.
Shut up! How would you know?
I don't know, but I can't have no damn baby, so yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah. Can a be man, way worse.
I'm not going to lay down over my legs, so I'm just going to tell you
can
that
can a
right
man
now.
Have maternity leave?
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, when their wife is pregnant. That's
pregnant.
That's
what it's called. Mm-hmm.
Can my baby be 5 and I get it?
If your baby is ill and you have to take time off and deal with it.
He ain't ill, like, physically. I just think something wrong with it. So can I just...
Well, hell, daddy. Something wrong with it, daddy.
Are you crazy?
DNA? You talking about that DNA?
Yeah, I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
If you his daddy, there's a high chance.
You walked right into that one, nephew.
DNA strong.
Here it is.
All right.
Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please.
Who's calling?
My name is Ed from the Human Resources.
Oh, yeah, that's me. What's up?
Well, Benson wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How are you doing so far?
Yeah, man, I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool, and, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right.
Therapy's going pretty well.
Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though.
Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time?
Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one to send in the check?
Yes, sir. We're the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that, huh? It's good.
It's all good, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Thank y'all for checking on me.
We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous work. I ain't been
working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now, and they told me not to do nothing.
All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct?
Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man.
Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work.
I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras. I don't even hardly go nowhere.
Well,
you know.
the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home.
At home. I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work.
Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home?
What kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business.
I'm with human resources.
I don't give a fuck, man. Excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me, and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. About have you been having sex?
Are you having sex at home?
Say that ain't none of your business, dog. Have I been having sex or not?
Okay.
Sir, let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. It's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now,
I know better not be no cameras in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance
sir,
for me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
Man, You better not have no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You been surveillance of me having sex? That's a damn lie.
Sir,
what's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed, who Ed? Because I'm, Ed. I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. Ed, who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if
who?
We find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, Ed, I don't need no. Well, I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex and all that.
You cannot have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're putting it on your back and we're paying you. We're paying you.
I don't give a damn about what you're paying me and what you ain't paying me. You gonna call my damn phone, tell me you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some ass.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you.
You don't need to say nothing to me. But your last name and your supervisor name. That's what you need to do.
My name is Ed, okay? And you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you're going to have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. Just because that's what y'all do. Because y'all doing for people, y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man, when y'all helping them. I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the I think y'all can just call them and say anything. That's man. I don't like that. And I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but you got me heated right now, man. And there better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm going to tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever,
what you talking about. I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you giving up some money. Now, I'm going to sue y'all. If I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't gonna have to never pay me no more. You gonna pay me one big check that I'm suing the out of y'all. Then you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me,
man? You go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. This and after this, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay. Are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard, your coworker Leonard?
Yeah, what about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vincent, buddy, you've been pranked.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, y'all about to have me to... Ooh, Lord, talk about my check and man. No, man, what's up, man? This is y'all had me going out, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his. Let me call that. Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a. Oh, so I'm still getting my damn check. Then that's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all gonna take my. What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here.
I make y'all proud, don't I?
No, proud is not the operative term here. No,
stupid proud is what I'm saying, sure.
Oh, proud of your stupid?
That's not
proud
a term.
Of stupidity.
That's not a term.
What do you mean it's not a term?
It's not.
You just want a high five? You the king of pranks?
Yeah. Okay, I need that. Some accolades or some gratitude.
Oh, okay, well,
or
say that because proud of applause. Your stupid.
My strawberry letter is up next at 4 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
And no, you're not.
Go to Steve Harvey FM to register right now. And now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter, Nephew. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Let's
please.
Go. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he had me fooled. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been dating a guy for a year. And he treats me really nice. We live in neighboring states, but we're less than an hour apart. So I wouldn't consider it a long-distance relationship. We see each other a few times a week, and either I'm at his house or he's at mine on the weekend. I assumed we were in an exclusive, committed relationship until recently. The other day, he was trying to show me a picture on his phone, and he mistakenly pulled up a picture of another woman.
Damn.
He tried to quickly swipe past the picture.
Every man in here went, damn. Yes.
We just covered that.
We just did that.
He tried to quickly swipe past the picture, but he knew I had seen it. I didn't make a fuss about the picture. I asked him to delete it, and he did. But seeing the woman's picture on his phone made me wonder about the nature of our relationship. So I asked him if we were exclusive. His response broke my heart. He stated that before he met me, he was in a very serious relationship and had had a bad breakup. He said he was not ready to be in another relationship right now. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
I have met this man's entire family, and we all get along great. He had me fooled. I will admit that I'm not ready to be married right now, but I still want to date with a purpose and not just be wasting time on this man. So is the committed relationship title just a play on words? I don't want to stop seeing this man, but I did hear him loud and clear when he said he's not ready. What should I do? Well, what should you do? What do you want? I mean, really, what do you want in this relationship or out of this relationship? You said you don't want to get married right now. You said you do want to date with a purpose. So if that's what you want, you got to let him know that. But he's already told you, and you said you heard him loudly and clearly, that he's not ready to be in a committed relationship. So you have to make the decision. This is entirely up to you. You've been dating this man for a whole year now. Again, what do you want? If you don't want it to continue like this, you have choices. You can either get out of the relationship or you can just change some things in the way you deal with him. If you're thinking it's a committed relationship and it's not, maybe you should start seeing other people or something like that. Maybe you should really do what you want to do. But first, you need to find out what that is. You say you don't want to be married, but you do want to date with a purpose. He's not ready to do either of those things. So maybe he's just not the guy for you at this time. Steve?
I don't know. I kind of see this a little bit differently. I have a different take because from the male perspective, I can really kind of understand what this dude is saying. Let's go over the letter a little bit here. I've been dating this man for about a year. He's really nice. We live in neighboring states, so you don't consider long this relationship. You're at his house several times a weekend. He's at your house several times a weekend, and you at mine. He's at mine on the weekends. Here we go. I assumed we were in an exclusive, committed relationship until recently the other day. Now, let's go over this. I assume. What do they tell you all the time about assuming? Assuming usually makes an ass out of you and me. That's what assume is. Now, what has happened is you've assumed. It's been a year. You could have verbally got this. You could have had this conversation a long time ago. You never brought it up. You assumed until the other day he was trying to show me a picture on his phone and he mistakenly pulled up a picture of another woman. God!
Oh, man. Yeah,
what the hell?
Man, when his thumb hit
all
that,
the guys perked up.
As soon as his thumb hit that,
you felt for him?
No, he blinked. He took a heavy blink.
Hell, I just blinked.
He was trying to swipe. He swiped past it, but his thumb was shaking. She saw it. Yeah. Now, after she saw the picture, and he knew you saw it, you didn't make a fuss about it. Okay, mature woman. I asked him to delete it, and he did. No problem. Okay, I'm out. Yeah, let me take that out. Because that picture could have been a year old. You never know. You just don't know. So he deletes the picture, but it made me wonder about the nature of our relationship. So I asked him if we were exclusive. His response broke my heart. He stated that before he met me, he was in a very serious relationship and had a bad breakup. Now, let me ask you something. You didn't know that? A year. You didn't know that he was in a serious relationship and he had a bad breakup? A year? And this response startled you? A year? Of assuming you were exclusive, you didn't bring that up. Now he tells you for the first time he was in a serious relationship and had a bad breakup a year before. You done met his family. I got all that, yada, yada, yada. That's good. But damn, this really kind of on you too now. He said he was not ready to be in another relationship right now. Serious, full-blown, committed relationship. Then you try to fix it. Then you go, can you believe that? Yeah, y'all can believe it. Y'all can believe it. The problem is, why you having a hard time believing it? But if you had heard this information a year ago, 9 months ago, maybe you would have made some other decision. I've met this man's entire family. We get along great. He had me fooled. He didn't fool you.
You fooled yourself.
Yeah.
This man ain't fooled you at all. This man ain't lied to you. This man ain't deceived you. He didn't fool you. You assumed. Then after a year, you asked him, were you exclusive? He said he was in a bad relationship a year. Man, lady, he didn't fool you. Stop saying this about him. You tricked yourself. I'll tell you why right after this. You tricked yourself.
All right. It does get tricky.
You trick yourself.
Tommy's on that phone.
Leave me that.
All right. We're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he had me fooled.
Well, he didn't have you fooled. You've been dating this man for a year. Treats you really nice. You live in neighboring states, no more than an hour apart, so it's really not long, this relationship. You either at his house or he at yours on the weekends, all during the week. I assumed we were an exclusive, committed relationship. I told you about assuming. You should not have assumed. He's trying to show you a picture on his phone, and he mistakenly pulled up a picture of another woman.
God, doggone it. Father of God, I passed out for a minute.
Really, guys? Really?
Yeah, take
really?
All that.
Yeah. Man. Pull up just a little bit.
I'm trying to jump off a building.
I'm feeling for him.
God! I should have dropped that phone down the sewer.
He should have wrote the letter.
Why he write a letter?
Yeah. All right, so... He tried to quickly swipe past the picture, but he knew I'd seen it. I ain't make a fuss about the picture. I asked him to delete it, and he did. But seeing the woman's picture in his phone, it kind of made you wonder. So I asked him, were we exclusive? After a year, his response broke her heart. He stated that before he met me, he was in a very serious relationship and had a bad breakup. How y'all just talking about this after a year? He said he was not ready for another relationship right now. How y'all just talking about this after a year? Then you ask me, can you believe that? Yeah, if you ain't never talked about it, don't assume nothing about a man. You'll have every right to want to know where your life is going, that's ladies. Right. And I have told you this over and over and over. You have the right to ask a man what is going on here. He will tell you. Now, he told you, And yes, I can believe that, but you can't believe it because you assume something else. So now, I have met this man's entire family. We all get along great. That means he cares about you. He done took you to meet his family. Mm-hmm. He had me fooled. No, he didn't. You fooled yourself. Because all you would have had this conversation that you had just now. You could have had this conversation 11 months ago, 10 months ago. You could have easily had that. Now, here go the part. I will admit that I'm not ready to be married right now. Right. Okay, cool. So what you tripping for?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't ready, you ain't ready. Mm-hmm. But y'all having a good time. Go on and continue the relationship.
Yes.
He's not ready, and you're not ready. So now that you done threw that bone to the dog.
But she wants to date with purpose. Don't forget that.
Okay, but see, I'm going to get to that.
Thank you, dog.
But I still want to date with a purpose and not just be wasting time on this man. Y'all are dating with a purpose. You all have found each other. Neither one of you are ready to be in you don't want to be married. He ain't ready to be in no serious relationship. But y'all in something. Ain't you getting something out of it?
I like that, Steve.
In something.
Ain't he getting something out of it? Y'all in something.
I like that.
What y'all need to do is sit down and define what it is you in. Because you in it now. Yeah. You've been in it for a year.
You in something.
You in something?
Yeah.
It's just y'all ain't got no time. You ain't his fiancé. You too old to be a girlfriend, but right now you his girlfriend. You his girl and y'all friend. And you done met his family. You too old to be somebody's damn girlfriend. So you want to date with a purpose. He dating with a purpose. He getting what he want.
Yes, yes.
You dating with a purpose. You getting what you want.
Shut
it's
up,
just
Tommy.
You assumed. Yes. You assumed you want had more.
He coming. Definitely.
But you just said you ain't even ready for it.
Yeah. You said it.
He needs to fix his
But
phone.
I still want to date with the person, not just be wasting time. So is the committed, in quotation, the committed relationship title just a play on words? You never had this conversation with the man until now. Committed relationship. He didn't say he didn't want to be in a committed relationship. He said he didn't want to be in a serious relationship. There's a difference. You could be committed to somebody and not be serious.
Hello.
What? Preach on it.
Yeah. I'm going to just tell you, you right can now, be huh? in a committed relationship and not be serious.
Talk to it.
But he using you.
Turn Jay's mic off.
Dang it, Steve.
Talking now, boy.
Dang it, Steve.
I don't want to stop seeing this man.
Go on and
but
say
I do
it.
Hear him loud and clear when he said he's not ready. But you said you wasn't
right.
ready.
Talk
now, somebody
truth.
Lying.
Yeah, come on.
Now, somebody lying in this letter. He not ready. You not ready. Why don't y'all make it work, define your relationship, find out what it is, and see if it will ever lead to anything, which it could possibly do. But then guess what? Since you heard him loud and clear, he may not be ready for a serious relationship for a long time.
Long time.
How long?
And let me explain something else to you. Deleting a picture don't mean she gone.
What? Come on.
Don't tell him that.
Keep it 100 right there.
Oh, shit about 100.
Boom, shakalaka.
Somebody listen to me.
Jay, be quiet.
Just because the picture got deleted don't mean she gone. Sometime in the mind, the memory lingers on.
Come on here now.
Sometime you can't. Shake it.
Yeah,
can't shake it.
I don't want the choir here.
Yeah, you gotta have it, Steve.
I just told you, I don't want the choir.
I'm singing anyway.
See, you gonna get your black ass put out to church,
Pastor.
I just want to talk.
Are you a pastor?
To the flock.
I don't want to stop
for just a second.
Go ahead, then. I'm gonna let you talk.
I go back to what I say.
Come on here,
come on
now.
Please let me say.
Sometime, even without the picture,
yeah,
there's a movie playing in your mind.
A movie.
Sometime.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to start nothing.
Ah,
but I'm
like
trying to get some clarity.
Yeah.
On what we have.
Uh-huh.
I've spent the whole damn break telling the choir I didn't need them. Now we out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, you are so right. We got to get out of here.
I be damned.
Pastor.
Come on back, Pastor.
We got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts at My Girl Shirley on today's Strawberry Letter. Today's crazy comedy segment in about 10 minutes at 41 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Walt Disney once said, all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. With that in mind, Disney Dreamers Academy invites 100 students every year to the Walt Disney World Resort for 4 days of networking, professional workshops, inspirational sessions, and, of course, some Disney magic. Past dreamers have gone on to do things like serve in the Obama administration, become recording artists, launch successful businesses, and beyond. Are you ready to propel your dreams into realities? Visit DisneyDreamersAcademy.com. That's DisneyDreamersAcademy.com to find out how.
All right, now, Jay, this is a comedy segment you wrote. What is
it's
this one about?
It's called Things Men Say When They Don't Want to Talk About It. For example, phrases they say. Mm-hmm. Just little words, little phrases, like the phrase, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is just a more creative way of lying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're just lying. Just a list of lies.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
All right, that's what you got.
Yeah,
what,
you,
I know I'm finna get in trouble.
Yeah, you got one?
Oh, don't worry about it, Tommy.
What you got, Tommy?
Do it or not. Your daddy ain't got nothing to do with that. Your daddy don't live here. Get that,
Junior, I tell you, this one of my favorites. Oh, so we back there again? Oh, we back there again? I thought we covered this.
Yeah. These are lines. What now, Jay?
Lines that men use when they don't want to talk about it at all.
Oh, okay. I got one.
You got one, Steve?
Did you see me?
That's your favorite.
Did
That's
you
your
see
go-to.
Me?
Did you
evidence.
See me?
Did you see me? Okay, I got one right here. Here we go. Please, not today. Really? No. Not today. All right? Not today.
Today. Whatever. Today all day.
Yeah, today.
Tell me.
Can please. I just watch the game? Can I do that?
How about I unplug that bad boy?
Rip that TV off.
Yeah. Come on, Junior.
It don't make no sense, but I'll tell you one thing. This is what I always like to say. Because of my condition. Because my hip hurt.
These are things men say when they don't want to talk about it. What you got, Steve?
Hey. I just can't do nothing right.
Not this.
Oh, here we go.
I got what things men say when they don't want to talk about it. That was 10 years ago. Damn. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I've heard that before. And what? That's my response.
And here we are today.
Things men say when you don't want to talk about it. What you got?
Look, I got to be on the radio in the morning with a clear mind. I cannot do this, okay?
Well, I've used that one before myself.
That's a unison.
Yeah, yeah, forget.
Things men say when they don't want to talk about it.
Come on, I just walked in the door. Yeah.
Now, ooh, my husband tell me that.
Can I just get in the house first?
Yeah.
Golly, right now?
Things men say when they don't want to talk about. What you got, Steve? I know you got one, man.
Damn, what now?
I like that. Straight to the point.
Damn, what now is followed by what? 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 What you looking at me like that for? What?
Oh, God.
Okay, I don't mean no harm. Is it just that time of the month?
Oh, that's a low blow.
That's a low one there, right?
You gonna get told.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What you got, Junior? Things men say when they don't want to talk about it.
Things men say when they don't want to talk about it. So you just gonna believe them over me? That's cool.
No,
that's cool. Go ahead with that.
I love that one.
people or are they lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care, but that's cool, though.
Steve. Come on, Steve.
Don't do this today.
I've heard you say that before, yeah.
Come on now. Don't do this today.
Oh, don't put the baby in it and think we're going to back down.
Yeah, well, things men say in their own time. Damn it, can I just finish my meal? That's all I'm trying to do. Yeah. Just let me eat my food, woman. Yeah.
Jay, are you in my house?
Eat it at your own risk.
Things men say when they don't want to talk about. What you got, Junior?
I tell you what, I was going to say something, but I ain't, though. Now I'm going to say something, but I'm just going to sit here and be quiet. Because if I say something, we ain't going to be talking for 2 weeks. I'm going to shut up. Ooh, I'm just going to shut up myself.
That's messed up.
At your house now, Shirley.
I was going to say something that would really hurt your feelings, but I ain't going to say it now.
I ain't going to say it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I just heard that yesterday.
Telling you.
Steve, where you at, man?
Okay, y'all got to listen carefully because this is just a sound effect.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is when you don't want to, you just don't want to hear it. Y'all listening?
I'm listening.
Mm. One more time, Steve. One more time.
Hit it. Just drop your damn silverware.
You're mad. That means you're really mad.
Just drop your silverware.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I got one right here. This might be just heard in L.A. Can I just sit here and be high? Damn, that's all I want to do. I'm just trying to be high.
Goodness.
I done said this and I actually got something thrown at me. Why don't you go back and watch the wedding on tape?
Oh, I would have thrown. Hey. Oh, phony. You deserve that. Majorly.
You said that?
Come on, Steve, close it out.
It's pretty close, but here's the one right here. You got to be quiet to hit us. But you say it just loud enough where she can hear it.
Mm.
You ready? Here it is. Mm. Jesus.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Personality is more important than looks to most people. While a lot of us are overly concerned about how we look, especially when it comes to finding a mate, it turns out looks really aren't everything. In fact, a new Planet Fitness Valentine's Day poll finds that 92% of people say they prefer a partner with a good personality to one with a great body. Overall, 81% of people say they're looking for a partner with a good personality, while 76% want one with a sense of humor. There you go, Steve, with a positive attitude. And 73% open-mindedness, 62% also important characteristics for a mate. So I got to ask you, Steve, I got to ask Junior and Tommy, you guys chime in too. What's the most important thing you're looking for in your significant other?
Well,
and really, how important are looks?
Personality is critical.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to need you to be cute too, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because what I'm not going to be doing is sitting up in here with your ugly ass just because you're nice.
Because you got a nice person.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit up and do all that. Yeah. You know, I got you But you know, you're horrid.
That used to be the standard if someone wasn't cute, that you'd ask them, are they cute? You say, well, they have a nice personality.
That mean they was ugly, Shirley.
That
I
ain't
know.
Cute.
I know.
That's all that meant right away.
But
now, I would prefer personality over, you said, a great body.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my body got flaws. I can accept a flaw on your body. That ain't no problem. A couple of flaws, you know.
Okay.
So I ain't worried about that.
Mm-hmm. And it was 92%.
But in the face, though.
Yeah.
rolling over every morning.
Looking at that?
No, no. Mm-hmm. No, no. Y'all I'm going to need something now.
Till death do us part?
Yeah. Kill me now.
Till you die, baby.
Yeah. I'm till every I
die.
Morning.
And what I'm not going to do is die every morning you wake up.
Well, I mean, that's so
but
odd
it's
to
every
me.
Day you die.
Yeah.
Every
I need
day.
For you out of makeup to resemble the person in makeup. I need that.
Okay, so we know men are visual. We got that. Men are very visual.
Women are too, yeah. Shirley.
Okay, and I was that's what I was coming to. And you guys, all of you guys, well, with the exception of Tommy, you guys say you're not cute. So where are we now?
No, I'm not cute. I ain't and cute. Tommy
we
not
still
cute
with
either.
Them not cute and I'm as cute. What is Tommy. We what?
Tommy, you're not
You're not
cute.
Gonna make me ugly.
It ain't
Black
making.
History Week,
no,
Black
I didn't
History
make
month.
You. You was born that way, Tommy.
I wasn't
not
born
cute.
No. Okay.
Okay. Okay, Tommy, let me ask you a question. List your flaws.
Damn, my flaws.
Ooh, it might take
limited.
A minute.
It's limited.
Talk amongst
Come
yourselves.
Come on, Tommy. If yeah. I have one. Yeah. Come on, boy.
My shoulders ain't like nice, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
my hamstrings, right, of right, course, is right. Gone to hell.
See, your shoulders ain't good, ain't like my shoulders.
No, you got broad. You wide. Now, you wide. I ain't got that. I ain't got that.
Come your on. Your shoulders. Okay.
Come on.
Your
shoulders.
My phone start with SH. Come on.
So far, it's just shoulders.
Well, the other one start with SH, too.
What?
Or shoulders and Come on.
Listen. First of all, what? I'm not short, but short can be sexy. So let's not kill that, okay? You don't have to be tall to be sexy. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not tall, but I'm not short.
No, women don't have to be tall to be sexy.
Right.
No, I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about people, period. There's
well,
there's short,
men
pretty
and women.
Women.
Yeah, yeah. What do you
short,
mean people,
there's
period?
Short, there's
Is
short,
there another
sexy.
Species?
There's short, sexy women, and there's good-looking, shorter men. What are you talking about? What is wrong?
We're just at the shoulders, though.
Go ahead. Finish up. Your shoulders, what else wrong?
It's another one starting with SH,
I know.
Lower back ain't where it ought to be. Got hair on it. You know, it's just some
well,
things.
You can't
you know?
See your lower back because of your other flaw.
Shoulder.
Come on.
Short. It's another one with an SH.
Come on.
Does he need help, Steve? Because...
Say okay, yes. Here we. Here, you finna
we'll
claim
give him
I got
a hint,
high
Steve.
Behind.
Give him a hint.
I don't have a high behind.
No, I don't claim
what?
Nothing. You can't see your lower back. If Tommy, when you put your belt on, if your belt buckle is lower than the top of your ass, what do you think that's from?
Them just bad belts.
Bad belts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bad belt is what you
bad
say.
Belts.
Okay,
belts.
Tommy, let me help you with your shortcomings. Your flaws
Literally.
Is your shoulders, you got a high ass, you're short, and your profile.
Dang,
profile.
That's all of me. What is you talking about?
What do you mean profile?
Yeah, I mean look at
when
him
he
from
turns
the
to the side?
Yeah.
Wow. I never noticed.
Okay, ladies, look at me from the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now do you see anything he talking about?
What are you saying? Well, what's wrong with profile, Steve?
You don't see a jawline.
Oh, he
see how his chin runs straight down into his chest.
My son said that. I don't have a chin. So that make me ugly though?
Yeah.
We're chinless. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're,
just get over here.
We
man.
Should have chins in life.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
Our family not famous for that. My profile tore up.
How much do chins cost?
You get implants all day.
So if I get a chin,
no
then I'm...
No, he don't need no implants.
If I get a chin, then I look good?
Mm-mm.
So it ain't the chin.
You're supposed to be encouraging him.
He ain't encouraging nothing.
No.
Well, I didn't say I was going to encourage you. I said list your shortcomings. You seem to be struggling. Shoulders short, high ass, and your profile. And your hamstrings is gone.
What is yours?
And your jumping ability is spot.
What are yours?
Just get some more money.
I got big lips. I got a full nose. My profile is shot. My stomach cannot seem to get reduced.
Okay, we got to go. This could take forever. Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go with Comedy Roulette. Here's how we do this. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
Give us five subjects.
Five.
Put the subjects on one wheel.
Mm-hmm. Throw them up there.
I like to say this part. Where they stop. Uh-huh. Where they stop, we do the damn thing.
Okay.
Wherever they stop, we do the damn thing.
Ready?
Bring it.
All right. All
You're holding up.
Let's
You're holding
go.
Us
Let's
up.
Go.
We ready.
Number one, white people and their dogs.
That could be good.
I hope it land on
you
that.
Want that one? You
want that one.
Okay. Two, here we go. Nasty food.
That's good. Food. We can make that work. We can
you
make that work.
Steve? You listen, yeah. Steve? All right. Mm-hmm. Number three, you got way too much weed.
Oh, I got that one. That's good.
Oh, wow.
Give me
That's
that
my
one,
face.
Please.
Okay. I'm just going to say I had nothing to do with number four. I'm not in this. Number four, women who can't cook.
Whatever y'all about you.
Whatever with your little wheel. Five, people who come to your house unexpectedly.
I like that one a lot. I really like that. Mm-hmm. Spun the wheel. Spun it.
All right, let's go, Kat.
Spun it.
It better not stop.
Come on, women who can't cook.
Don't cook it.
Come on.
Number three, you got way too much weed.
Let me start this bad boy off. First of all, you know you got way too much weed. If you spend the entire day, all day of the day doing this right here, Puh.
And what is puh?
You spitting that hair. Uh-huh. Go ahead on, man.
I tell you what. I know people like this.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, you got way too much weave when you leave the bathroom and we mistake you for the dog. Who let the dog in here?
Damn.
Who the hell let the dog?
Wow. Come on, Steve.
You know you got too much weed when you spend the majority of your time patting your head like you trying to think or something.
You know, you got way too much weed. Well, we can't keep nothing hot next to your head. Because every time you sit around, we got to worry about you catching on fire.
Yes.
We can't light nothing around you. You can't be in the kitchen. You got way too much weed. We got to be constantly concerned.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There you go. You got way too much weed when you got to go outside and use the yard rake. We got to get this rake outside.
Way too much. Way too much.
Too much weed.
Come on, Steve.
You got too much weed when every time you see a Korean person, you hide from them because you think you owe them money.
Ooh, yucky hair.
Yeah.
Give me some of that yucky.
Go ahead. Come on. You
know. Bundles.
You know you got way too much weed when you get in your car to close your door to back out and you can't see a damn thing.
You got too much weed.
It's all in the mirror.
It's all in the mirror.
You know, you got way too much weed, but I want to be intimate with you. But I got to separate your hat to look you in your eye. I got to find you.
Come on, Steve.
I got to dig off in you.
Close it out.
Close it out, Steve. Close it out.
You got too much weed.
Yeah.
If you done got into church play and they want you to be cousin it.
From the Adam. Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, a lot of people are losing sleep because of work, guys. A new study by Account Tips finds that 44% of professionals are losing sleep over work. As for why, 50% say they've been overwhelmed with work, the volume of work they have, the hours that they have to put in. Some of the other reasons for work-related sleep loss include strained coworker relationships. Wow. Worried that they may lose their job. That's a lot of stress. Yeah.
That's Jay. You got to be exhausted.
This is a good one. My boss is a nightmare.
Have you checked all three boxes, Jay?
Y'all bet not.
Strained coworker. Okay, strained coworker relationships.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Worried I may lose my job.
Check.
And my boss is a nightmare.
No, don't check that one.
Okay. So I got to ask you, Steve. You have a lot of jobs. You have more than anyone I know. Do your jobs keep you up at night? Or, you know, is it, if they do, is it constant or just occasional?
No, my exhaustion from my jobs is when I run up into stupidity. Uh-huh. That's the only thing I get exhausted from. I've really found out over the years, I don't really care for stupid people. I really don't.
Uh-huh. Your nephew must be drunk.
Yeah, and I can't even play it off. Uh-huh. Like, if you're stupid, I look at you like you're stupid the whole time you talk.
I don't know what we're supposed to do with that information.
No, it's just important information that you know about me and my job.
Yes.
My job, I love my jobs. I tell jokes for a living and play music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of my jobs have an element of me using my God-given talent.
Yeah.
So I love my work.
Uh-huh.
It's the things that surround my work, like, when you stupid,
uh-huh.
I just can't stand that, man.
Is that like J. Anthony Brown?
No, Jay Good, Jay Ignorant.
Oh, is it different?
Stupid
is
different from ignorant.
Yeah, make
stupid is when you doing stuff that ain't attached to nothing and just has no rhyme or reason, but you steady doing.
Oh, anyone in particular in mind, or what? Just
Thomas.
Anyone?
At the job.
Thomas
Hurley.
No, I didn't think he was going to say you, honestly. Okay.
Why would I say
this is uncomfortable right now?
Yeah, it's awkward.
Why are you uncomfortable? You're not stupid.
Oh, I know.
What? You just don't like the way Tommy goes into the shell when you call him stupid. But let him go in there. When he go into the shell, he can't say nothing stupid.
Well, what's the point?
But I'm not.
Yeah. He's here working. What are you going to do? Yeah. He's working. He's employed
here. Hello, everyone. I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm right
we
here.
Know you're
Stop
here.
Doing mm-hmm. that. Stop talking over and around me. I'm right here.
We can't help the over part.
All right. All right. Listen. Coming up, Steve's closing remarks at 49 after the hour. Gather round, everyone. Just a reminder, Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million,
yeah.
Okay? When we play, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
No, I'm
well,
up
there. Well, are you?
No, you're not. I'm up there with Ben Franklin. Einstein, I'm finna fly a kite in the rain tonight, and I don't even like lightning. You understand
that? You don't. All right, if you think you're smarter than Nephew Tommy, please, please go to steveharveyfm.com to register, all right? You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We love to hear your inspirational closing remarks, Steve, your motivational closing remarks. And I'm sure you have some great ones for us today.
I got one for you today. I think it's important that everybody really, really up your expectations in 2018. I mean, really, really focus on upping your expectations for 2018. This year, really put a positive twist on your life. You can do that, man. You can up your expectations. You have a say-so in your outcome, but you have to adjust the attitude. You've got to think positive. You've got to focus on the positive things that's happening in your life. You have to take inventory constantly of everything that's going right in your life. Stop focusing on the negative. Everybody got something wrong. There's not a person living that ain't got something wrong. So what? Yeah, you got something wrong. Yeah, you're not where you want to be. But guess what? You can be on your way. And that's the thing that people lose focus of sometimes. They get so caught up in the where they are now that they lose focus on the where they could be going, where you're headed, where you're at now. Let me explain something to you about right now. Right now is a very fleeting moment. Because let's say you're talking about something now. Do you know in just 60 seconds is now a part of the past? It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're going. Don't get stuck in where you are. Somebody sent me a plaque one time, and I keep it on my desk in Atlanta. And I was going through a real, real, real dark period in my life. And he's a friend of mine, and he knew it. He's an accountant. As a matter of fact, it was Roger Salter that owns San Mar Financial up in Chicago. And he knew I was going through a dark, dark period in my life. And he sent me a plaque. And I keep it on my desk. And the plaque said, when you're going through hell, just keep going. And that registered with me. Because why would you be going through hell and stop there? So you just going to put it on park in the middle of hell? Or does it make sense to keep going? Because it just ties into what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're going. You've got to get your focus on 2018 to move in the right direction. I'm going to give you this scripture again in case all of you. It's something I read all the time. It's Ephesians 3:20. And I read it every day. You know, I memorize it. But it says, God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask or think because I honor him. His blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. If you read this every day and you implement this, once again, it's Ephesians 3:20. Now, I got the, you know, Bible with the four different translations in it so I can understand what I'm saying. So this is not the King James Version I gave you. It's a translation of what it actually means. But memorizing the scripture for how what it means is what you need. You don't got to go word for word. You need to get the meaning of it. Don't trip on that other part right there. But if you incorporate this in your life on a day-to-day, you'd be amazed what can happen to you. You all can put your life into the realm of expectation. I expect good things to happen to me. Even when something bad happens to me, I still look for something good to happen to me, and it always does. I don't care what mistake I've made. God has always gotten me through it, and he's done the exact same thing for you. He's always gotten you through it. Just look at your life. All that stuff you thought you wasn't going to make it through, he got you, man. He pulled you through it somehow. All them days you didn't think you was going to make it. You remember where you was, and then look at where you at now. Now, if you think that you're in a worse place now than you were in your past, why don't you get back to that? Expect something good to happen to you. Live a life filled with positive expectations. Do not bury yourself by going through hell and then staying there. Some people cannot get out of their misery because they won't quit acknowledging the misery. Look, if the Bible says a man is as he thinketh, and all you ever think is, oh, woe is me, then guess what? Oh, woe is me. But if you look for the upside, the bright side, if you look for and live a life of expectation that there's some good out there for you, then good comes your way. That's the way it is. That's not a theory of mine. That's a promise of God. I ain't up in here spewing nothing I think. I done seen this stuff work for me. You know how many public mistakes I've made. Y'all been watching me. Y'all that's been fans of mine for years, you all have seen the evolution of me. Now, he ain't through with me yet, but you've seen me back when I was this, when I was that, when I made that mistake, when I made this mistake. But you know what? I never allowed the mistakes to bury me or define me. I expected something good to happen. And guess what? I've recovered from them all. He's pulled me through them all. He'll do the same thing for you. Ephesians 3:20. Start reading it every day, man, and live your life in a positive expectation.
You better say that.
Man.
I just did. Have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.